Streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. A Connecticut woman has been arraigned on kidnapping and cruelty charges after she allegedly kept her stepson imprisoned in their home for more than 20 years. The 32-year-old man was discovered after he set a fire in their home. WFSB-TV reporter Amanda Callahan has more from Waterbury.
He was pulled out of school in fourth grade and said he had no contact with anyone outside of his home. According to the arrest warrant, the last two reports of well-being checks are from April of 2005.
Shay Baker lives next door. She spotted the man more than a decade ago.
I looked up at the back window and I just saw a little boy there, or it looked like a little boy to me, and he just smiled and waved at me. I waved back, and when I turned my head and looked back from the window, he was gone.
The 5'9" man weighs just 68 pounds. There are evacuation orders in Southern California, where heavy rains are raising fears of mudslides and flooding in areas leveled by the recent wildfires. CBS LA's Luzdelia Caballero is in the Mandeville Canyon neighborhood in Los Angeles.
Residents have been coming to fire stations to pick up sandbags. They tell us that they are going to put them outside of their property to try to divert any of that mud or debris flow that could come with the rain to prevent damage to their property.
Ahead of tomorrow night's deadline to avert a government shutdown, there are not enough votes in the Senate to pass the stopgap bill the House approved. Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is pushing another spending plan.
Our caucus is unified on a clean April 11th CR that will keep the government open and give Congress time to negotiate bipartisan legislation that can pass.
U.S. officials are headed to Moscow to discuss a ceasefire proposal in Ukraine. The BBC's James Landale reports the Kremlin will likely make some big demands.
The expectation is that even if the Russians indicate some kind of sympathy towards agreeing a short-term ceasefire, there will be an awful lot of strings attached.
A Southern California hospital was evacuated last night after reports of a gunman inside. It turned out to be a hoax, a swatting call. San Bernardino County Sheriff Shannon Dykus.
The one thing I want this suspect to know, this is the wrong county to do those things in. As you can see the response of our allies tonight, we don't play. And if there is evidence and we can find you, you better watch your door because we're going to be kicking it.
From stardom to homelessness.
You're never gonna get it. Not this time.
And Vogue co-founder Dawn Robinson made this announcement on social media.
You guys, for the past almost three years, I have been living in my car. I said it. Oh, my God, it's out.
She did not explain why she's been living in her car, and Vogue had six top 10 hits. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. There's now a memorial growing at 16th and Taylor in Racine. That's where there was a high-speed collision Sunday that's now resulted in the death of a 17-year-old girl. Tyrena Scales was pronounced dead Tuesday after being injured in the crash. Four other teenagers were also injured. Police say it happened when a Camaro driven by Salvador Coronado struck the teenager's vehicle at 16th and Taylor. Police say Coronado was being chased after getting clocked at 90 miles an hour. The suspect is injured with likely homicide charges pending when he recovers. The woman found in the lake Sunday had been missing since December. The Kenosha County Medical Examiner's Office has identified the body found in Lake Michigan off Kenosha's shore near Eichelman Park. They say it was Kayla Sobchak, an 18-year-old woman who had been missing since December 17th. Kenosha police say they are investigating the woman's death. Despite recent federal funding cuts to education programs across Wisconsin, Racine Unified won't take a hit. RacineCountyEye.com has a story today about why RUSD won't feel the cut. Read more online. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Wattles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Big Ten tournament action today. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, men's college basketball. The Wisconsin Badgers in Indianapolis for the Big Ten tournament. They take on the Northwestern Wildcats, who beat Minnesota yesterday 72-64 to advance to today's round. Head coach Greg Gard asked if he spent much time breaking down why his team lost at home last weekend to Penn State.
I probably have dissected it deeper and more intensely and harder than anybody else just because I knew it wasn't one right now. We need needed to spend a lot of time on as a team. I did, because I wanted to really dissect the issues.
In New York, the Marquette Golden Eagles against Xavier today in the Big East tournament at Madison Square Garden. NFL free agency Packers center Josh Myers leaving Green Bay, signing a one-year deal with the New York Jets. Running back A.J. Dillon, who missed last season with a neck injury, signing a one-year contract with the Philadelphia Eagles. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
We are tracking a powerful spring storm system that could bring a few showers and thunderstorms tomorrow evening into tomorrow night. A couple of those could be strong to severe, especially to the southwest. Then more rain Saturday, with rain changing to little snow on Sunday. Today, though, sunshine 50. Tomorrow, partly cloudy in the low 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
I bought a book from somebody. Check this out. They had dog ear to bookmark their place on page 2. Yeah, let that sink in. I mean, somebody got one page in and was like, I have done enough book learning for today. I'm exhausted. Let me put this thing down. Wait, before I do, I might not remember where I left off. I'm gonna mark the backside of page 1, aka page 2. God forbid I have to read page 1 all over again. I think relationships are a lot like books, too. You ever get halfway into a book, you're like, man, it was so fun and interesting at first, but now it's getting really lame and boring to read. Put this much effort in, maybe I should finish it, could have a happy ending. And then again, there's a couple other books out there I'm very interested in reading. My buddy read one that he highly recommends. So complicated. Maybe I should just give up reading altogether and pay someone to read to me. That might be.
Johnny Rivers. Baby, I need your loving. Local news. Timeless hits at WRGN 610. I'm Don Rosen. Thank you for joining me here on this Thursday morning, March 13th. Is Thursday the 13th a bad luck day? I think it's just Friday the 13th, right? How come it's Friday? How come it's not Thursday the 13th is the bad luck day? Full moon shining over Racine this morning. You see it? Oh, nice and bright. You can see... It lights up the city. It's so bright. Full moon out there. Today, sunshine with a high near 48. Partly cloudy tonight. Lows around 41. Partly sunny with a high near 57 degrees. Tomorrow, Saturday, sunny, 59 the high. Chance of morning rain and snow showers on Sunday. Then partly sunny with a high near 43. It's clear, 31 degrees. Some frost on the cars this morning here at Radio Park. It's almost time for spring cleaning. If you need any motivation, Clorox claims 37% of people feel better after cleaning the toilet than they do petting puppies. Yeah. Yeah, we believe that one, huh? All right. Coming up later this morning, we're going to talk about the Bell City Brass Works. That was kind of backwards there. They got a concert coming up, and Katie Humphrey's going to be in chat about that a little after 7 o'clock right now. Shocking Blue, here's Venus.
Godness on a mountain top.
Song used on a feminine shaving commercial. When that, remember the razor was called Venus or something, yeah, for shaving women's legs. Remember that? And they used that song Venus in the commercial. If I write a song, it's got to be able to be used in commercials because that's where the money is. I mean, it'll be there forever if they can use it in the commercial. That or write a Christmas song, one or the other. But I don't know. Maybe I got to write a song that they could use in a commercial. I'm trying to think what I can write. I don't think I can. Anyway, good morning, 614 at WRJN Local News Timeless. It's Air India is asking passengers to stop flushing their clothes down the plane toilets. Believe it or not, a plane did have to turn around recently. 8 toilets got clogged up with plastic bags, rags, clothing items. And the reasons why I don't like to fly keep on coming.
Uno, dos, one, two, tres, cuatro. We'll be right back.
Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs, it's 617 local news and timeless hits here at WRJM. Well, you sacrifice so much for your kids, and they turn around and rat you out to the police. A four-year-old kid in Mount Pleasant called 911, told the cops to arrest his mother for stealing his ice cream. Turns out, it wasn't even his ice cream to begin with. It was his mother's ice cream. See, they had two. He just thought she stole his. That happened right here at Mount Pleasant. Made a national story. It's 617 local news. Timeless hits right here at WRJN.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. All right, all right, all right. Matthew McConaughey is back after a six-year hiatus. The star of Dazed and Confused and True Detective returns to the big screen in The Rivals of Amzia King. During his hiatus, McConaughey wrote a book, spent time with his family, and stayed fresh by doing voice work in films like Sing 2. McConaughey's memoir, Green Lights, is now available. Will the new Jurassic Park be rated R? As a fan of dinosaurs and thrillers, I really hoped so, but seriously doubt it. Fans are speculating based on the new trailer and how dark it seems, and the fact that the franchise introduces a new, especially scary monster called the D-Rex. Social media users seemed excited at the idea of an R-rated, truly freaky Jurassic Park. Unfortunately, according to the experts, studios will most likely not want to give up those under 17 profits. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Craving fresh, flavorful signature subs or chef salads? Lee's Deli has just what you need. You'll find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, Taylor Mart on Taylor Avenue, and now Cristiano Supermarket at 2054 Kearney Avenue. Or visit the shop on Washington Avenue and enjoy a hot sandwich that's fit for a king. Hot ham and cheese, Reuben, meatball sub, and more. Why settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary? Lee's Deli, for over 50 years, serving Racine one meal at a time.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's Political Action Committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
WRJN's renewed commitment to Racine not only includes local news and timeless hits, but the people of WRJN who work every day to make a positive difference in our community. Don Rosen features folks who do exactly that, weekday mornings between 6 and 9, from local history, entertainment, and politics. Don keeps you in touch with the people who shape our city. WRJN.
Since at WRJN. Sunshine today, beautiful day. Highs near 48 degrees, clear 31 degrees right now at Radio Park with a full moon. Catch it before the sun comes up. Here's a fun fact for you. The first ever Applebee's restaurant opened in 1980 in Decatur, Georgia. Not under Applebee's name, under the name of TJ Applebee's RX for edibles and elixirs. Yes, despite that name, the year was 1980, not 1880. Luckily, somebody had the forethought to change the name to just Applebee's, right? The big ol' Roy Orbison. 625 at WRJN. Only the lonely. Only the lonely.
Only the lonely.
Timeless Hits right here at WRGN. We're talking about Girl Scout cookies. You know, here's the problem. Nobody tried to sell me Girl Scout cookies this year, and I love Girl Scout cookies. Normally, if I go to the supermarket, they're camped out right in there in the, not the vestibule, but the, you know, the foyer area when you walk into the supermarket. But I haven't seen any. Then nobody came to my door this year to sell, and my dealer is usually, I can catch her on one of the side streets out there in a driveway every year, and I buy it from her. But she wasn't out there either this year. They are selling them, right? All right, let's talk about Girl Scout cookies here. You ready? All right. 113th birthday yesterday for the Girl Scouts. They were founded back on March 12th, 1912. Then the first Girl Scout cookie was sold 5 years later in 1917. So what's your favorite? Taste of Home had a professional baker rank them. Here you go. See if you agree. Thin Mints came out number one on the list. People love Thin Mints. They're good. They're not my favorite, but they're good. I mean, my wife loves them, so we always get Thin Mints for her. People like that one. Number two is Samoas, also called Caramel Delights. Tagalongs, also known as Peanut Butter Patties, came at number three. Toast Yays, they debuted in 2021. Sadly, they're being discontinued next year. By the way, Wikipedia says 66 cookies have been discontinued over the past few years. Lemonades, my favorite by far, number five. I will buy boxes and boxes of lemonades. They used to have a chocolate version of lemonade where they smear the chocolate on one side of the cookie. Yeah, they don't do that anymore. That one's gone. S'mores came out number six, also being discontinued after this year. Do-si-dos, also known as peanut butter sandwiches, number seven. Number eight, Toffee-tastics. Number nine, trefoils, also known as shortbread cookies. Number 10, Adventurefuls. Number 11, Caramel Chocolate Chip. Now, there's also something called Lemon Ups. Never heard of them, but Taste of Home didn't include it in its ranking, so I guess came in last place. Lemonades. Ugh. I wish I'd found some Girl Scouts selling cookies. Where are they? And as I said, my dealer was usually on the, I'm not going to mention the street she lives on, but she usually has a setup in the driveway where I can pass by and pick up some, but I haven't seen him this year at all. It's 6:30 on the Noggin. Let's check news in the morning, see what's going on. Here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. There's a Racine County connection to the case of that Oak Creek girl that went missing and was found. A Burlington woman has been charged with interfering with child custody after allegedly hiding her 13-year-old daughter from the child's father for 6 days. It led to an extensive search operation in Oak Creek and across the area. 36-year-old Luisa Asala is being charged with a felony and being held on a $20,000 bond. In the debate last night, Wisconsin Supreme Court candidates Susan Crawford and Brad Schimmel clashed over crucial issues.
Those included abortion rights, election laws, and public sector unions. The two judges are vying for a seat that will determine the court's ideological balance. Other big topics covered included redistricting and collective bargaining rights. The April 1st election is just 3 weeks away. The body of a missing 18-year-old from Kenosha was found in the lake Sunday. The Kenosha County Medical Examiner says Kayla Sobchak was found. She'd been missing since December 17th. Police say they're investigating what happened. Most people zone out when talking about zoning regulations. In an effort to clear things up and bring understanding, the Racine County Eye has a new feature up. Read all about how the Village of Mount Pleasant allocates land, which determines what can be built and where. There's more at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Tariff talk was the dominant conversation yesterday at the Professional Dairy Producers Business Conference. I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Thursday. That conference continues today at the Alliant Energy Center in Madison. Chuck Nicholson, dairy economist on the UW-Madison campus, says dairy should stay engaged in the tariff conversation. While dairy's big business for Wisconsin, it's about a $9 billion a year export value for the United States. Lots of money, but just a drop in the bucket when it compares to other tariff targets. Nicholson says what you need to ask yourself, how many other countries are thinking about U.S. dairy?
Their decisions about those retaliatory tariffs are going to be the things that matter. And I think we learned in our experience in a previous Trump administration that other countries know that agriculture is kind of a particularly politically sensitive place where they can try to get back at us. And so whatever we do, they may retaliate in a way that's a little bit stronger and bigger in agriculture and dairy because they know that's something that gets people's attention in the United States.
Chuck Nicholson, he's a dairy economist on the UW-Madison campus. The Professional Dairy Producers Annual Business Conference wraps up this afternoon in Madison.
Are you being offered a complete seed treatment package? If your seed treatment doesn't help against soybean diseases like white mold, sudden death syndrome, and rhizoctonia, then it's not complete. Heads Up Seed Treatment offers protection against all of these diseases through its unique mode of action, systemic acquired resistance. Get the best defense against the unpredictability of each season by completing your seed treatment package with Heads Up. Visit headsupst.com to learn more.
Giving back, it's at the heart of the Wisconsin farmer, and it starts with supporting the backbones of our community. That's why the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board invests in soy foam for our firefighters. Soy foam TF1122 is the first and only firefighting foam green screen certified at the gold level. As a PFAS-free firefighting foam, it's safe for you and the environment. A safe future for your community. Thanks to your soy checkoff. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
And Skelly's Farm Market in Janesville was selected as the 2025 Governor's Innovation Tourism Award. Skelly's started using cutting-edge technology back in 1998 to create corn mazes, something they continue to do today, plus developing a cutting-edge mobile app that guests can use. Skelly's Farm Market, along with Busy Barn in Fort Atkinson, Food and Farm Exploration Center in Plover, and the Green Bay Packers NFL Draft Team in Green Bay, were nominated by the Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association. You can find out more at MidwestFarmReport.com. That's a look at food news on a Thursday. I'm PM Yonke.
We are tracking a powerful spring storm system that could bring a few showers and thunderstorms tomorrow evening into tomorrow night. A couple of those could be strong to severe, especially to the southwest. Then more rain Saturday with rain changing to little snow on Sunday. Today, though, sunshine 50. Tomorrow, partly cloudy in the low 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
I bought a mattress recently. When's the last time you've done that? It is very overwhelming. Mattresses are now more complicated than computers. I couldn't answer a single question the sales guy asked me. He's like, well, what would you like? Gel, hybrid, latex, foam, memory foam, innerspring? Dude, I'm looking for a rectangle slightly bigger than me. I'm just trying to lay down. I don't know what other people are doing. And then he said, you're going to have to rotate this every 3 months. I'm rotating it never. I'm just going to warn you right now. I will never rotate it. That sounds ridiculous. This is not a vehicle. He goes, well, it's going to get lopsided. I weigh 165 pounds. How am I going to break a mattress? What do they do when a 400-pound guy walks in there? Sir, you're going to have to rotate this every 3 minutes.
Don Rosen in the morning. WRJN.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again. Because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone. Streets of cobblestone. Neath the halo of a street lamp, I turned my collar to the cold and damp. When my eyes were stared by the flash of a neon light that split the night and touched the sound of silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking. People hearing without listening. People writing songs that voices never share. No one did disturb the sound of silence. Fools said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words like silent raindrops fell. The will of silence. And the people bowed and prayed to the neon god they made. And the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming. And the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls, the tenement halls, whispering the sounds of silence.
Somebody Garfunkel Sounds of Silence, local news, timeless hits, here at WRJN 639, sunshine today, highs near 48, clear, it's 31 degrees now at Radio Park, a little frost on your car this morning. Did anyone ever say, I'll be with you in a moment? And if you say it, do you get impatient after 30 seconds goes by? Well, technically, a moment is 90 seconds, so just relax, all right? I don't know, they calculated that because they found out how many moments are in an hour, and they did the math on it, which is beyond me, and they came out that a moment is 90 seconds. So stop panicking if nobody gets back to you right away, all right? Here's Manfred Mann, the Mighty Quinn.
Everybody's gonna jump for joy. Come on out, come on within.
pigeons gonna run to him. Come on without, come on within. You'll not see nothing like the mighty Quinn. Come on without, come on within. You'll not see nothing like the mighty Quinn. Let me do what I wanna do. I can't decide them all. Gets here, everybody's gonna wanna doze.
That's the same guy who gave us Do What Diddy Diddy Dum Diddy Do. Also, he also had Blinded by the Light, which was a song written by Bruce Springsteen for Manfred Mann. Isn't that Blinded by the Light? Didn't he record that? Pretty sure he did. All right, time for moron news. This guy in Florida got trespassed from a house he had been staying at, and he could have just left, and that would have been the end of it. But no, while the cops were still there, he texted the homeowner and said he forgot his bag of drugs in the bedroom. Could he please bring them out? Now he's facing charges for cocaine possession. He was home free. All he did was have to walk out and forget about it. Now, he's going to prison now. All right. It's 6:52, local news, timeless hits with Freddie Cannon.
My Francis, my sister, I with the radio on her arm. No one can resist her, cause she loaded with a musical charm.
Transistor Sister. What did I play that? I never heard that in like decades and decades. Oh, I used to love that song. 6:45, local news. Tamla sits here at WRJN. Ask Grandpa what flying was like in the 1960s, and he'll tell you it was pretty fancy. The cabin was full of cigarette smoke, and they treated you like royalty. That's all done, though. Southwest Airlines just buckled and announced they'll start charging for checked bags this spring. They were the last major airlines not to charge. That's all over now.
If pain is stopping you from doing what you love, Racine Discenter is here to help. They offer revolutionary therapies you won't find at other providers, including a genuine disc decompression table, a class 4 robotic laser, and more. Dr. Tostrup has amazing success with people who have lived with pain for years and tried almost everything, including chiropractic care for sciatica, severe back, neck, and knee pain, migraines, auto injuries, and more. Visit RacineDiscenter.com, where you go when you thought there was no hope.
Celebrate St. Patrick's Day in style. Kick up your heels this Saturday night from 7 to 11 as the Southern Wisconsin All Airborne Chapter invites you to the St. Patrick's Day dance at the Broadstops Parkway Chateau. Live festive music from yesterday's children, a dance contest, a dress contest, and plenty of raffles. Admission is just $10 with proceeds directly benefiting severely wounded warriors. Don't miss this chance to dance, celebrate, and support our revered heroes this Saturday night at the Broadstops Parkway Chateau. See you there.
The Senior Companion Program brings seniors and volunteers together for all the best reasons.
My name is Julia Brinkerhoff, and I live at Elizabeth Gardens in Racine.
My name is Lori Radowin, and I'm a volunteer for the Senior Companion Program.
I met her at Walker Manufacturing years ago. I believe this was her first job.
And as a volunteer, the time commitment really isn't that much.
She comes once a week, and we play Scrabble.
Oh, the highlights of my week are listening to Julia's 99 years of experience on this earth. Oh, it's well worthwhile. It doesn't take a lot of time. It's up to you if you'd like to add more than 1 hour a week.
To become a Senior Companion volunteer, call 262-898-1941.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Yeah.
Besides, guess who? Local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. And coming up a little after 7 o'clock, we're going to talk concert time. The Bell City Brass Works is putting on a concert. We'll talk tell you all about that with our special guest coming in just a few minutes. Katie Humphrey will be in here from Bell City Brass Works. Tell you about that. You can have some fun this St. Patrick's Day. It's 6:52, and when someone asks you how you've been, is your go-to answer just fine, even though things have, you know, they've been terrible. Everyone does it. 70% of people say they do it on autopilot. They just say, well, I'm fine, mainly because it's easier than explaining why you're not fine. Oh, I agree. It is so much easier just to say that. I'm fine. And you know things aren't fine, right? How about the Four Seasons now? Let's go back with Big Man in Town. Looking for sunshine today with a high near 48 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight, lows 41. Partly sunny tomorrow, highs 57. Right now it's clear and 31 degrees. Big Man in Town. Town 6:55. Local news, timeless hits at WRGN. We got a clear, sunshiny sky this morning. 31 degrees now at Radio Park. Here's a segment called Not Too Bright People. This guy in Florida was caught with cocaine, heroin, ecstasy, and meth after making an illegal U-turn right in front of a police officer. And a woman in Florida arrested for allegedly shooting her neighbor in the face with a water pistol. Not too bright people, huh? She loves you. She loves you.
should be glad. You know it's up to you. I think it's only fair. Why come hurt you too? Apologize to her.
The Beatles, yeah, yeah, yeah. She Loves You, 658 at WRJN, local news and timeless hits. You ever see a TV show and they usually have dogs on the show? Never have cats. A Hollywood writer-producer says the main reason TV characters don't usually have cats is because they're not easy to train and corral. You can't have them roaming the set all the time. And they don't take orders like dogs do. Cats are, you know, they go about their own business. So that's why you don't see cats on TV shows a lot. Here's a Lovin' Spoonful.
What a day for a daydream. What a day for a daydreaming boy. And I'm lost in a daydream, dreaming about my bundle of joy. And even if time ain't really on my side, it's one of those days for taking a walk outside. I'm blowing the day to take a walk in the sun and follow my face on somebody's new mowed lawn. I've been having a sweet dream. I've been dreaming since I woke up today. It's tiring me in my sweet dream, 'cause she's the one makes me feel this way. And even if time is passing me by a lot, I couldn't care less about the dues you say I got. Tomorrow I'll pay the dues for dropping my load, a pie in the face for being a sleepy bulldog. You may pick up your ears, or you may be daydreaming for a thousand years. What a day for a daydream, custom made for a daydreaming boy. I'm lost in a daydream, dreaming about my bundle of joy.
John Sebastian, Lovin' Spoonful, Daydream, local news, time to sit here at WRG and your home, your new home once again for the Racine Raiders. Racine Raiders football kicks off May 3rd, only here on WRJN. It's exactly 7.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Racine Kenosha.